Hello, family and friends, and welcome to the Emmanuel Pearlgate Daily Devotional for today. We pray that your spirit will be fed, so you will be able to go through the day with Jesus on your mind and the power of the Holy Spirit in your heart. Feel free to visit us at www.epbcsf.com to learn more about us and to virtually worship with us through our virtual video library. Enjoy today's devotional.
Week 21, the weekend. Today's topic, I will call upon the Lord. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you. And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. Jeremiah 29, verse 11 through 13. To call upon the Lord is to reach out to the only one who can shape your future into the best possible outcome. God's thoughts are far above the thoughts of a human being and far vaster. So when God says he has good thoughts towards you, your mind is unable to contain them. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. Today, many people feel as if God is out to get them. They believe God wants to punish them for some evil deed they have committed, either real or perceived, and that he will plague their lives until they have paid the last penny. God, in their eyes, is a vindictive, angry God who takes pleasure in making their lives miserable. Today's verses refute that very idea. Instead, we see God wants the best for each person and will work with each person to help his or her best come true. All a person needs to do is call upon him. For to seek him is to find him. God's promises are very real. Apprehend it for your life now, and you will immediately begin to see changes occur. God wants to bring his peace into your life in a way you have never known. You just need to call upon him. Father, I thank you, Father. I believe in you, Father. And I ask you for your presence to be tangible in my life every day, Father. I thank you for loving me and giving me the power of your Holy Spirit in my life. Father, be with me, strengthen me, guide me, protect me, and lead me. It is in the mighty and matchless name of my loving Savior, Jesus Christ, that I pray. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in with us on today. We pray that you enjoy today's devotional and that it will be a blessing on your life. These devotionals are broadcast Monday through Saturday, so remember to tune in for our next devotional. For information, you can contact us at www.epbcsf.com. May God bless you and continue to keep you. Until next time, be blessed.